Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes, and we are going to jump into it right now. How's it going, Dave?
We are, ask us. Well, so,
are you positive or negative right now?
5 days after, what's today? I'll actually say we're recording this on Thursday. All of this stuff just happened this week. This one's going to go live in 3 days. So ask me on Monday.
All right. So everybody, what we're going to jump into today, we're going
to
talk about...
That you didn't ask us to talk about, which is fine.
We're just going to do it. It's fine. So... guess there's a little video going around in the SEO that's kind of angered some SEOs and whatnot.
The update button of doom.
Yeah, Wix and WordPress against each other. It's a little commercial that that Wix put out, kind of bashing WordPress, and
which is so what you do to your competitor. To be fair,
yeah, it is
to a certain extent, and that's what we're going to talk about.
And we both watched it, and, you know, our comment was we don't really get the old man. You know, we watched it, and our thoughts, we both agreed, we don't really get the old man comment. But, I mean, it is, I didn't have a huge problem with it. I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, you got the old, clunky, outdated, whatever, or old press, and here I'm the new kid on the block. But, again, what we were talking about before we started recording was they failed to... bring up the fact that, you know, their platform is horrible from an SEO standpoint, but
they're not going to, if it's as horrible, but I don't know that it's great.
It's not as good. I'm not even close to being as good.
I cannot speak to it lately because I've not messed around with it too much.
So I guess,
but I can say that they're,
I'm just trying to think about the last time that I used it so I could be fair to it, but it has been a few months, but the last time whatever version I used or looked at was nowhere near as friendly as anything I've ever used with WordPress. Of course, I know all the plugins and I know all the updates and things that I have to do. And so there's that side of it as well. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, I think it just goes to the point of when I talk to a client, and I know John Henshaw, Roger Martini Buster had an article in SEJ, and he quoted some people, Mr. Roger Monty. We'll link to it for you, Roger. Don't worry. Editorial link and all.
Get those links, baby.
You're welcome, Lauren. Where was it?
Where's our money? Just kidding. We don't do paid stuff like that.
No. They're, what was it? Henshaw? Was it John? Yeah. By Crappin. I can say crap. On WP. But that's what you do. And I think for us, this was kind of the lightning bolt or the powder keg that got this idea going. But I have so often created pages, and I know there was a video late last year with Aleda where she had some SaaS people on, her Crawling Monday video series. And one of the things they do is they go, you want to rank for compare. Like there's compare, like Wix versus WordPress. Is Wix better than WordPress? Is Shopify better than Magneto? Is WooCommerce better than, you know, any of those things? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ford versus Chevy, Tundra versus Silverado. People search like that. People compare. And how you go about ranking for those compares, paying for the bidding on those keywords, trying to steal shelf space, trying to steal market share from your competitor who maybe has a similar or maybe not similar offering. Wix and Shopify are, and Squarespace are CMSs, but they're not at all like Drupal and WordPress in my eyes. Like I cannot do anything with Squarespace or Wix. Well, you can in Shopify, but you need developers.
Well, and I also think, you know, because I've worked with people like who have a big enough following that they legit, and I know there's going to be like negative feedback about this or whatever, I don't care, but there's just some people that just don't care about the SEO side of it. They already have their following, and they already have what they need through social media. They just need a simple platform, and Wix is that very simple platform, or whatever it be, Shopify, and that's what they're using. And they don't care about SEO because that accomplishes everything that they need at this point. Now, at some point, maybe they're going to get into some issues that they wish they had, but you know, for the most part, anyone that I've worked with that's been in that situation has never gone back or needed it or even cared, dude. So,
no, I think the ad in that we're talking about, you can go after you have to go after your competitor because they have the market share. Bing goes after Google. Everyone goes after Google when they talk about search. DuckDuckGo. What do they do when you're talking about search? They point out the flaws. They point out the issues that, you know, Google sells your data.
Yeah.
Now, how you go about it with an ad, you know, a video, commercial, you know, do you use positive, negative? Do you put yourself better? Do you, you know, how do you slight them? How do you make yourself look like the better alternative? I think is all in the execution. But one way or another, you need, when you're a small upstart, quote unquote, going up against someone that has, I think, you know, in this case, WordPress has a ridiculous amount of, you know, market share. I forget, Yoast updates it every quarter or every month, every quarter. It's ridiculous how much market share WordPress has.
I was going to say, isn't the number like 80% of all?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, you know, in most countries, Google has 95, 99%. So DuckDuckGo's and Bing's have to come out swinging.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Now, you cannot like the execution. That's, you know, totally fine. But anytime I've been in a SaaS or anytime I'm in anything like that where my client or my employer is up against, like when I worked at the payroll company, we were a small upstart going against ADP and Paychex. Well, every chance we get, you know, we're going to have our compare page and we're going to show every review site that has us better. We're going to show every feature that we have that they lack. We're going to show how we make your life easier and they don't.
Yeah.
We're cheaper, we're better, we're faster, we're stronger, we're quicker, we're actually have a mobile app, whatever it is. We're everywhere we beat them on that page, I'm going to basically just hammer you over the head. And that's what this ad was. And this is what where their attempt was.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I didn't really take issue with it. I thought it was kind of funny, but I understand the...
They've got to come out swinging against the big guy, and everyone knows it. And also, whether you like that ad or not, if for those people that, you know, I don't even care if you liked it or not, for anyone that's worked with WordPress and has had something break after you update, you know, every 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Or how often do you like updating WordPress?
Oh, I don't. It's funny because, I mean, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about how
when's the last time pain. You updated it?
Well, not that. How much painstaking efforts I go to making sure that I have a good backup in case something breaks when I hit the update button. I'll never just go straight to the update button. It's always a process of making sure that you have a backup of everything in case something breaks. So,
in most clients that I work with that are on WordPress, the most, especially the smaller the business, often the very first question is, do you know a WordPress developer?
Yeah.
Well, because we need a new site. Do you know a WordPress developer? Because all of the technical stuff that you just suggested that I can do some stuff in WordPress, but once it starts creating or changing lots of core, or if you have lots of really deep plugins, I'm not going to break it because I don't want to spend my entire weekend trying to fix your site that I just screwed up, even if it's in staging.
I was going to say, I usually just follow our friend Chuck and we can put a link to him. But I usually just, you know, when he says, hey, it's okay to update from this version is when I usually, for a long time, I paid attention to him because he would be the one that would like just be.
Because if you have custom plugins, it can break stuff.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And it is a pain point, and that's what they went. They went after the largest pain point. There's a reason my agency website and my personal website are static PHP sites. Guess what? I don't ever have to do for those sites. Update anything.
Perfect.
Unless I want to. But I also know how to write PHP. I know how to write HTML, CSS. I went in there, customized my own theme, created statics, created plugin, or created include files for the header footer, so it's all, you know, compartmentalized, and I don't have any issues. You know, as long as my server's updated and I updated to the new PHP, guess what? Nothing broke. Unless I broke it at some point and forgot. But, you know, when you're going to go after your competitor, or you want to take, you know, market share get from your competitor, or you want to take shelf space for the keywords, like, if you aren't already looking at compare keywords for, you know, what's the best basketball shoe or what's the best whatever, what did I just click on? I didn't click on anything, YouTube. Good grief. Just took me to Go-Go Power Rangers or something. I didn't even click anything.
I blame DJ.
He's not even here. He's at grandparents' house. And the cat's sleeping. So I don't know who it is. But whatever your business is, look at creating compare pages. Look at how people compare your product or your service to others. And if there is a by far leader in your space or in your neighborhood or industry, having a compare page, you know, if you go and, you know, go look up some search traffic or bid on it and see if people are really searching for it. But if there's any sort of traffic there, and especially if you can tag your name with it, you can always send your own prospects there and say, oh, you know, who are we up against? Oh, them? Oh, well, on our site, go to this page and, you know, I can explain all of it to you, but we break down all of the faults or all of the shortcomings of their service or their product. And we talk about how we actually do that. So you were just talking about that thing. Yep, we do that. We have their page on it, a link to it. You know, go take a look at it. And it'll break it down.
I was going to say, by far, you know, just thinking about this, going back and looking at the infographics that we've put out, by far the ones that do the best are, big surprise, the comparison ones. And so, yeah, most of them that we do, it's the comparison ones that get shared the most. And people do that, Dave. They actually use those. Yeah, we've sold that as a service where people, you know, instead of having to always explain something, it's very easy for the customer sales rep or whoever to just send them a link saying, here, this will answer your question. So it's great content too. So,
well, it's great content. Yeah, it can be, you can set it up as an FAQ, you know, type of page where it's like, do you do this? And you can, you know, put an X next to your competitor and say, nope, as of, you know, June 1st, whatever, or last time we checked, they don't have it. We used to put up all of the ratings from all of the different services until we got a cease and desist at one company I worked for. Like, they sent their lawyers to tell us that we, because we had things wrong and not updated enough. Which to us meant we're kicking their butts. Because if they are getting their butts kicked enough that they spend time and money and energy in having lawyers send you paperwork for us to make a change on a website that took us literally 5 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, we comply. We changed it. We're still kicking your butt. We still show the page kicking your butt. The page ranks for your name when they compare against us. Or if someone, you know, searches for something, we have it showing up. We've optimized it. Yeah. And it's annoying you, and good.
Win for us.
Win for SEO. But yeah, like, there's a reason why the G2s and all of those types of comparison sites, when you go down on the bottom left, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, but they have compared of, you know, Oracle versus Salesforce, or, you know, HubSpot versus Salesforce for CRMs, or whatever the other CRMs are. Sugar CRM.
Yeah.
You know, you compare them. They have compare pages. Those pages are built because people search for it. So, I mean, if you're not out there taking swings at your competitor, I think the biggest thing is how do you execute it? Do you do it with organically? Do you do it with ads on their, you know, you do bid on their brand names? Do you create, you know, commercials and videos? How you do it is up to you. But, you know, whether you go positive or you know, do a negative attack ad, not politics type, but
yeah,
you know, how you go at them, I think is up to you, but there's really no reason not to, at least.
Well,
you gotta take swings at the big guy.
Yeah. So
that's where the market share is.
So I guess what I guess just in wrapping this up, definitely guys go watch the video that we're talking about so you know what we're talking about throughout this episode. But any final thoughts about the video or anything that we've talked about before?
Dig up the video that Aleda did that walks through how they the two people that were on it, I forget who they were honestly. But they walk through the compare pages and stuff in general. And I think whether you use a positive spin, negative spin, you do, you know, a commercial TV ad, radio ad, just organic, bidding on keywords, whatever it is, just think through how you beat them and how you can set yourself up to look good or better than your competitor. In doing it, I don't know why you wouldn't, especially if someone has 98% market share like Google or 80 or 75 or 90 that WordPress has. If you're an upstart or if you're fighting against them, you got to take swings at them, whatever the market is. I mean, Tesla took big swings at all of the big automakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always done that. Elon always takes swings at them.
Even if his joke.
Until the SEC smacks him down.
Even if it's fun. But yeah, that's another. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And as always, make sure that you go check us out. We're everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you find us, give us a 5-star rating.
Where all the cool kids are.
We are where all the cool kids are, for sure. So for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media. And thanks, guys, for joining us. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks, all.